Alert.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. You okay?
What? Yeah, why?
I don't know. You came in and you were like, hello.
Oh, sorry. I just got done working out. So that's the only reason. Not because anything's wrong.
Where is this old man?
I'm literally right here. How dare you say that to my face?
I'm talking about the other old man.
How old is Leo? Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't know if I should say that, so I'll probably bleep it out. Just in case he doesn't want to say
it. Are you recording?
I am recording, yeah. I told you, we gotta do this right out the gate. We're on a time limit.
I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Want to get this episode out because, you know, Base Blown, we have a very tight schedule at Base Blown, and we don't want to get dropped so early in our career.
Sure.
Yeah, so
whatever,
we're at your mercy. We're so sorry. Please,
you do whatever you want.
Oh, okay. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, happy birthday to Base Blown.
Oh, we're already recording?
Leader. Yeah, I've been recording this whole time. happy birthday, Leo. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Leo.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Belated birthday. We celebrated it this past Sunday, which is great. But yes, we have a special guest. But first and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode here on the Entitled Mixtape. We are back, and we're doing a new format this time around. But of course, before I go, we are of course joined with Lorenzo.
Competition season is done, everyone.
Thank God.
Thank God. Good job to all my students for putting in a lot of work.
Yay. Good job, students. Good job.
And hello everyone listening.
Now we can focus on me and Lewis and the Entitled Mixtape.
I'm going to be doing a lot of dancing.
Oh, during the podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Only on the podcast.
Yeah, even in audio form, you can definitely feel the vibes, the dances that are going through. And we have a special guest, my brother and my boss and my best friend, Leo, a.k.a. DJ Brute. Is here with us.
Hey, what's going on, man? You know, it's the elder, the CU one you can believe, always cheesing, always chiefing.
There you go.
You know.
There you go.
I love it. Taking the place of Lewis this episode around. Lewis is busy. He is preoccupied. But I still want to hear, I know he's going to listen to this episode. Lewis, I still want to hear your opinion on Mayor Hawthorne.
Whether you want to hear him hate on it?
I'm down. I'm so down. That's that's why we did this podcast, because we knew we were going
to. Don't worry, listeners. I promise you, I will try to say John as much as he does.
Of course, Leo and us, we are all part of the Base Blown Collective and also part of the Chit Show podcast, which is a podcast I am also a part of. And so.
Fortunately.
Unfortunately, yes, I agree.
No, I said fortunately.
I'm just twisting your words early on, you know. But yeah, it's a fun podcast. If you like general talk, we talk about news, music, gaming, nerdy chit, all the stuff, what we're watching. It's just a whole fun conundrum. And we also have guests on those podcasts. Yeah. So with that being said, we're doing a new format. And we're going to play around with it. Before we start, I just want to say for everyone, all the community out there, if you ever want us to cover somebody and be opinionated about it, you can always let us know. You can always request it. Just message us on Instagram. Our DMs are open. It's at the Entitled Mixtape. You guys did great for Bop or Flop, and I have a couple B-sides that you guys have requested, so that's cool. Yeah, just let us know what you want us to cover, whether that be a genre, you want us to talk about Lorenzo's dance career, stuff like that, you know? Stuff you want us to cover.
By the way, Rob, our brother in Bass Blown podcast over there at the Know Your Rights podcast, is very, very adamant about the Deer Hunter episode.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
I don't believe him. I requested that episode how long ago?
Oh, I will. Hold on. He said, tell Danny, Know Your Rights is going to talk about Deer Hunter, damn it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Also, he should have a better appreciation of Tell Me I'm Pretty by Cage the Elephant. That's something else.
What?
That's a topic for another time.
Oh, that's another opinion I don't even want to get into. We would absolutely have Rob on the show one of these days. And if Colton is down, him as well. But today, we are doing... Fuck you, Rob. Today, we are doing...
Yeah!
Now and Then. And so these are the rules of Now and Then. We're going to take an artist. We're going to look at their first album. And I'm sure everyone has listened to the first and last album of this artist we're talking about.
Today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to take the first album and we're going to take the last album that has come out. Not necessarily the last album of their career, but the most recent album. And compare the two. See where they're going. How they're faring in the music. Sometimes it's really good. There are some artists out there that I would love to do this format with that, you know, maybe Kid Cudi will get some shots. I'm just saying, because Insano was something, that's for sure. But today, we're doing Mayor Hawthorne.
For all time.
Exactly. Mayor Hawthorne is very near and dear, which is why this episode is biased.
Let the dick riding begin. No pause. No pause.
For the kid, no pause.
No pause, no lube. Go.
Go ahead, Danko. Go ahead. Let him know. Let him know.
I would just like to preface this with, like, yes, there will be, as the kids say, there will be a lot of glazing this episode because Mara Hawthorne. Introduced to me by Leo here, to me actually, and yep. I just latched onto it and I became ravenous as well. Lorenzo, Lorenzo, I think you've known Mayor Hawthorne. When did you first get introduced to Mayor Hawthorne?
Living with you, and then you played it, and then we would clean the house and listen to that or dance Gavin Dance.
Okay.
While cleaning.
Okay, that works. that checks out actually. Leo, when did you first get introduced to Mayor Hawthorne?
I was first introduced to Mayor Hawthorne probably around, I want to say 2011, mm-hmm. 2012. One of my good friends, shouts out Nate, he claims that he is the one that told me about Mayor Hawthorne. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even remember how I came across Mayor Hawthorne. I just checked out some music and was dope. And I obtained where does this door go? Mm-hmm. And I have been a super fan since, dare I say, even a bigger fan than Danny. Echo, sorry. Yeah, dick riding, full swing. Let's go, baby.
No, absolutely. Probably a bigger fan than I. The originator is usually the biggest fan, in my opinion.
Originator, unless they tell you they stopped listening to them.
Mm-hmm. Not fact.
That's true. That's true. Andrew Mayer Cohen is his name, better known as Mayor Hawthorne. He is a singer, producer, and songwriter. He grew up in Michigan. And which he says a lot in his music. He also says it in his live shows.
Shouts out Detroit, what up?
His name is derived. It's a combination, of course, his middle name and the street he grew up on, which is Hawthorne Road. So put the two together.
Hawthorne Heights.
Yeah, the van.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah. That's where he grew up.
I'll try to keep the riffing to a minimum so we don't go over the 40.
No, it's okay. I'm not going to go too much over it just in case we do a B-side of him later. That's a more deep dive into the artists themselves. But he did used to go by another name when he started out. He was a member of a group called the Athletic Mick League, and his name was DJ Haircut.
That's great. So sad.
That's
the
so
man
sad.
Does have quite the haircut.
That's so
which
sad.
Is which is weird because the haircut didn't come till later on. This motherfucker was repping like a Beatles shagginess at the start of his career as Mayor Hawthorne. So interesting.
Why is it sad, Lorenzo?
DJ Haircut is a sad ass name. You tell me that's fucking tight to have.
Oh, it's a mid ass DJ name for sure.
It's shitty.
I don't even think he was a DJ.
Yeah.
Oh no, he was. He was a DJ.
No, he was. He absolutely was.
He was.
He still is.
He is. He does his what is it called again? He does that YouTube live show every now and then where he spins records.
Mm-hmm.
As DJ Haircut?
Not as DJ Haircut.
That'd be so funny. He just has another YouTube just for that.
Mayor Hawthorne, you should probably bring back DJ Haircut.
I'm with it. I'd go to that. I support it.
But where we're going to be covering is his debut when he was signed to Stone's Throw Records.
Stone's Throw, yeah, represent.
Stone's Throw, of course, everyone should know someone from Stone's Throw. Mayor Hawthorne, of course, rest in peace, MF Doom was signed to Stone's Throw. No Worries is also a Stone's Throw record artist. There are a lot of people who go to Stone's Throw, so already off to a good start, in my opinion. So, absolutely. Let's get into, we're going to talk about two albums, his debut in 2009 and his most recent from 2023. His debut was called A Strange Arrangement, where he keeps his haircut very Beatles-like and short. He looked like a nerd. just like the... kind of the vibe of the album. It's 12 songs. It has some of his most popular songs, or I would say one of the songs grew in popularity, and which is what he's known for, which is Just Ain't Gonna Work Out. So, initial thoughts on A Strange Arrangement. Who would like to go?
Who would like to go first?
I feel like I should go first because I probably have the smallest opinion.
Okay.
But I think what I very much enjoyed about it was like basics done right, you know? Like it was he took a lot of like really good elements and it's at a very big form, obviously at the start of his career. But I think the album's good. I just think it's very basic, but basics done right.
Yeah. It's definitely, because, okay, so this sound is referenced to being called retro pop. In that it is that old school doo-wop Motown poppy vibe from, what, the 50s, the 40s, the 50s.
Dance music.
Totally. And I see this as like the quintessential modern day. Like to me, this was the start of retro pop skyrocketing to where it is now. Because now you can throw a fucking rock and hit a retro pop artist on Spotify.
Right.
Retro pop is super in now.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of fucking. But like this was like the start of it for me. I feel like it was the start of it for a lot of people. And man, just. I dig the fuck out of it. Yes, but what Lorenzo said is right on the money. It is basic as fuck.
Yeah.
It really is. But what doo-wop, what Motown, other than the fucking Jacksons, because they were superstars, but like, and super talented. What doo-wop, what Motown wasn't like basic as fuck?
Yeah.
Really repetitive, really short, super corny in a lot of the cases. This is that, like it captured that fucking spirit. And what's crazy, it's a fucking white dude from Michigan.
Right.
Yeah.
I would not expect it. Just taking a note, we saw Mayor Hawthorne with Brenton Wood on Valentine's Day in Santa Ana. Damn, how many fucking cholos were at that goddamn show?
I think all our uncles were there. Yes.
Yeah, all the tios, all the tias, all the toxica chicanas were there. Fucking, it was packed with people. And it's because he had that sound. Like, look at the fucking dude. He headlined the show. He played after Brenton Wood, a fucking like old school pop, retro pop, fucking oldies icon. Mm-hmm. And Mayor Hawthorne could headline a show like that because of an album like this. He fucking, as far as replicating that sound, knocks it out of the fucking park.
Okay. Yeah, it's really well done. Really, really well done, though. I think everybody should listen to it because it's fun. And I think I'm going to start using that album for like beginner dancers. So there's not too much going on, because it's really like, if you have the chance to go listen to it, it's really well done. It's just basic, but done right. You know, it's like having regular coffee, but like, you know, when somebody just like makes you like a good cup of coffee, it's done right. You know, like doesn't need anything else. It feels like that.
Yes.
I think
you listen to it. Oh, go. You go first, sir. Go ahead.
I think the other thing that separates it too is that, you know, this oldies style sound always is about love songs and always about like ballads and stuff like that. But what makes this album special is there are songs that sound like they are love songs or ballads, but in reality, they are like breakup songs are songs that are not talking about being in love, but being out of love, which is like breaking the mold a little bit on the genre, and which is why I appreciate it.
The first six tracks are like breakup songs.
Yes. Yes.
Literally, and the first three tracks.
And of course, Just Ain't Gonna Work Out is probably the most popular song. And I think if anyone is going to just take one song from the album, I would say it's probably that one. It's very catchy. It is still like molded as a love song, but it's not. It's about breaking up with people, and the music video just kind of adds on to that. And he does that a lot in his other albums. He'll have one song that is like, oh, this sounds so romantic, but it's not. It's about shitting on the other person.
It's sad. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Favorite song off of the album. Oh, what's up, Lorenzo?
That's exactly what I was going to ask. What's your favorite song off the album?
Perfect.
Fuck.
Shiny and New will always be my favorite song off this album. It's my favorite Mayor Hawthorne song. I love it. It's still bare bones. It's still like a basic, like, you know, yeah, what you're getting from it. Bare bones is a good word. But there's just something about it. Like, I always say, if I'm having a wedding, this is... And I'm not the bride, but this is the song that I'm playing. This is what I'm dancing to.
You heard
to.
It here first, folks. Danny is walking down the aisle to a song. It's actually going to be Alicia at the altar waiting for him.
We're in full agreement.
And he's going to walk down to that.
We're in full agreement.
Lorenzo, I want to hear your favorite song.
My favorite is Your Easy Lovin' Ain't Pleasin' Nothing.
It's a good song.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's something about... I still haven't pinpointed why I like it, but I don't know. There's something about, like, I don't know, this like melody that's like hidden in the background, I think is really, really enjoyable on my ears. And I don't know. That's a song I really like. Da, da,
da, da, da. Yeah, it's really upbeat, really catchy. I get it. I see why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like that one when I was listening to it, but I gotta find the specific reason. Trust me, I'll come back with it. It'll be a fun fact for another episode.
There's a saxophone in the background that is super catchy. It's good. Yeah. It's a good track. For me though, I have to go with the ballad, A Strange Arrangement. The first fucking song on the album.
Yeah.
It's so haunting.
I really like it, which, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Just Ain't Gonna Work Out. And it I see why this thing, I mean, looking at the Spotify numbers, it's got 30.6 million fucking streams. Yeah. The next song streamed, the second most streamed song hasn't even hit 8 million.
Yeah.
And it's Your Easy Lovin' Ain't Pleasin' Nothing. That's the second most streamed song. But like A Strange Arrangement, man, just, and I think it's kind of a cheat code that the prelude, the intro to the album basically is part of A Strange Arrangement.
Yeah.
And I just really like that. The fucking harmonies, like, bitch.
Yeah.
Sing, motherfucker. Sing to me.
It might as well be the same song.
it really should be. And from the prelude to Strange Arrangement, I love a song, especially a super deep song like this, that starts with the motherfucker crooning and playing piano. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. And then just the instruments that are used in it, it's just a dope vibe. And very bold to start off an album with a fucking sad song.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very bold. I'm surprised Just Ain't Gonna Work Out isn't the first one, or Your Easy Lovin' Ain't Pleasin' Nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's mine. I got to go with that one. I love that fucking song.
Like I said,
I respect it.
12 tracks. There is technically iTunes. Well, this came out back in the day, so of course, if you have the iTunes album or you look up on YouTube, Love Is All Right is also a song that is technically a part of this album. There's also another underrated song I want to mention. It's When I Said Goodbye, which I think is a cover. No, it's not a cover. But it's a really good song. And it's not on the album, but it was part of a Heart vinyl that Mayor Hawthorne had released. And it's a two-side, which has Just Ain't Gonna Work Out. So, great songs.
You had a good pick too, man. Shiny and New is so damn good.
It makes me
so good.
The way it makes me feel is just, it's got, oh girl, like, yeah, come on, man.
Oh girl, bitch.
I don't give a fuck.
He's singing to you, listen.
That's my wedding song. I'm dancing to it, and everyone's going to have to sing it. It's required. But it's such good song. It's innocent, and that's what I wanted to hit on, is A Strange Arrangement is innocent. It's an innocent, even though it has some like context of like breaking up or finding someone new, he sounds young. Like, bright bare bone eyes. Innocent. Yeah, bare bone, innocent. Perfect.
Yeah, even I was listening to it again this morning, and even the highs that he hits, when he hits high notes, it's very different than when he does it on every album that comes after it.
Yeah.
It's very different. That's a really good description, guys. This is very innocent, because a lot of the other albums, super grown.
Yes.
Very grown.
Yeah.
Which is
perfect. This, I feel like, yeah, totally. And it drives that, like, because doo-wop, Motown, that all has a very young feel, you know, that teeny having a crush, young love, fucking that shit. Oh, man. Yeah, I've never thought of it. It's very innocent. It totally is.
Just side note for everybody listening. When I was listening to this album, Shiny and New came on, and I've already loved this track a bunch of Sundays. So I honestly didn't know it was Mayor Hawthorne. But then when it came on, I was like, I see why Danko played this one so much while we were cleaning.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's a good one. It's a great one. I've already loved it for a very long time.
I also wanted to point out that they really drive that doo-wop-y Motown sound. The drums. Mm-hmm. The drums sound like super old recorded drums.
Yeah. Like just the smallest amount of percussion.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you listen to all the albums after, drums are clean. They don't sound old. Yeah. It's nice. It literally sounds like, motherfucker, did you pull this drum pattern from an old Motown song? Nah, they just fucking made it sound like that. Dig it.
I will leave us off on a fun fact of this album.
Ooh.
There is a song on here called Maybe So, Maybe No. And it has an iconic instrumental part that has been used by rapper Logic. And I just thought it was fun to figure that out. It's at the end of the song. It's like I guess it's the chorus where they go, oh, 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 mm-hmm. oh. Yeah, Logic used that. I thought that was really cool that he sampled that. I still hate him, but, you know, it's good that he used it.
It's cool that he used that.
It's cool that he used it.
Another musical fun. It has nothing to do with Mayor Hawthorne, but my brother showed me this song, and the intro is the intro to Kick Push, or it's sampled from this Filipino song.
Yeah, it's dope. Kick
Push. I was like, that's crazy.
It's super dope too.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, when you said that, I was like, oh yeah, I have this music piece of information.
I also would like to recommend people, if you do love the music, just the music, of course we're going to love the lyrics, but if you really dug the music and you're like, oh man, I want to listen to just the music, there is an instrumental version of this album.
Yeah, it's there pretty is. Good too.
And go check it out.
One of them, I forgot which one, but one of them I was going to use for breakdancing because it was upbeat enough. Gotta go look through again.
So, fuck yeah.
Innocent, bare bones, but really hitting on the innocent, I think it's good to move on to what Leo said, which is that the rest of the album sound grown. So we're gonna move on to the most recent album, which is really up there for one of his best. We're talking about For All Time. That came out in 2023.
Hawthorne Rides Again.
Yes, he is full in his persona. He knows who he is. He's got his shit down. And yes, For All Time, 13 songs. And while it keeps some of the, we call it retro pop, some retro pop features, we're in a completely different genre now, which totally. He does a lot. He does that a lot in his albums. Initial impressions of For All Time, Lorenzo.
It sounds more bold. Like, in the first one, when we're saying bare bones, there's so much space in between the beats. Okay, I've been thinking about this lately too. When there was a certain point when I became a dancer that like, oh, I can hit beats. Like, that's fine. But what am I doing in between beats? Like, what does that look like and feel like?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Mayor Hawthorne's For All Time feels like, because it feels like he learned how to fill in the space, and he filled it in boldly, but not like he's not like having a run on sentence or anything. But everything feels a little more filled in, like the ambiance and like the melodies. Everything just feels more naturally spaced rather than. It didn't sound like he was trying to control every beat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So it feels more bold and more more interesting sounds too. There's a lot of really cool percussion and a lot of really good melodies that if you want to listen to it or like dissect it like that, you can. I think it's really good. It's really fun. My favorite. Should I say my favorite or should I wait?
Let's get through initial impressions first.
Okay. So but that's what it feels like. It feels mature.
Yeah, this is definitely, it's either tied for the most mature or it is the most mature, because Man About Town is a really mature album as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very. But I'm going to have to go with For All Time is the most mature. Like he's been in his bag for a while, but the journey from A Strange Arrangement, definitely, it's interesting. He definitely went to different places. Like the one after that, he still had that Strange Arrangement vibe, but there are songs that were different, took a different vibe. He right. had less of the Motown sound and more of a compilation of sounds. And then you get into Where Does This Door Go? And it's completely different than the last two. And then we keep going. Man About Town is it just changed. But this one is like, honestly, I feel like this is peak Mayor Hawthorne, like you said, still having elements of that Strange Arrangement sound, that vibe. But like, dude, the way he does funk, the way he does disco, the way he does R&B really now on this is like, it's good. It's real good. His vocals are peak now. Mm-hmm. He's like, his highs don't, and this is, you could tell this before that, but his highs are nicer, cleaner, everything. I don't know, dude, everything is so fucking funky. Yeah, everything. Yeah. Even the slower songs are just so funky.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's just his whole persona is just funky. It is with Mayor Hawthorne. It is him as Tuxedo. We went and saw him live. The funk was alive there too. Stop, man. This is a great album. I wish it was appreciated more. I feel like it's not appreciated enough.
Yeah, I think I told you when we talked about it when it came out. I was like, this is Strange Arrangement Part 2. Like this this is more. It's still kind of holding on to, okay, we're doing love songs. We're doing love songs, but he sounds more confident because he doesn't sound innocent anymore, like in Strange Arrangement. Mm-hmm. He's not afraid to say how he feels. And even by the album cover, you know, we went from little nerdy kid from Michigan, and now he's rocking the stash. He's got a clean cut on. He's wearing the shades. He's got a robe on. Like, okay. Let's. Yeah. He's got his game on.
Yeah, man. Fucking Mayor Hawthorne, artist and playboy.
Yeah, of course. Apparently, he's probably still a geek, but yeah, no, I love the.
Except
disco
he's married
vibes.
And has a kid now. He does. Shouts out to Mayor Hawthorne's lady and his kid,
which she is also. Fun fact: she's also on the album cover, which is great. I think it's confident, it's bold, and I think it's some of the best Mayor Hawthorne that I've heard in a while. Rare Changes, which is the album before this, didn't really hit as hard. And so this is definitely like, this is great. It definitely has some influence from, I would say, Silk Sonic, which, of course, Silk mm-hmm. Sonic is probably influenced by Mayor Hawthorne. They've played together.
Yep.
They've done concerts mm-hmm. together. They recognize each other. And so this definitely felt like this is a lot of heavy, like, oh, people want this now. And so that's disco. Mm-hmm. That's funk. And yeah, no, it's great. Favorite song from the album, Lorenzo?
Physical Touch.
Oh, damn.
Good choice.
Is that yours too?
It's a damn good choice. It was one of my choices.
Yeah.
I can't, I don't know. It's, I think also as, wait, let me play this real brief, real quick. There's an ad. Give me a second. I haven't listened to it in a minute. Oh my god. This song is so good.
It's the bass for me. The bass, just how yeah. it plucks out of the whole song, is so good.
Yeah. Also, I think as like a male and doesn't get physical touch often, you know, like I was like, oh, I love that he didn't just call it touch. He said physical touch.
Yeah.
Nah, that's an Omarion song.
you're right but when I picked up like my phone while I was listening to the album, I was like, what song is this? I was like, oh, Physical Touch, that's so good. And I was already enjoying it. I was already halfway through. This is this one's my all-time favorite from this album.
Nice Leah.
It's funny, but it's an opposite choice, what I consider an opposite choice from my favorite on A Strange Arrangement, a much more upbeat number on the floor.
Yeah.
It's that I love about Mayor Hawthorne. He captures 70s and early 80s sounds really well.
It's very Michael Jackson.
It is. Just yeah. the fucking... the keys with the funky ass guitar and just everything. As soon as he starts, man,
It's a good time.
When you touch my bones, I need romance. Like, okay, motherfucker. Hit me with it. Hit me with it. It's just, I don't know, man. It's great. And it's not like super fast. It's not super loud. There's not a lot going on. It's just simple ass funkiness. And I love his vocals on it. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love the singles. Like, The Pool's great too.
Ooh, yeah. The Pool's really
good. I really loved that as a single. It was a phenomenal choice. And I love The Journey. But man, just On the Floor is like quintessential, just funky. Just, I need to dance, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I dance with you. Like, yeah. I love it. I love it. Anyways, you, Danny, hit us with it.
Oh, man. Fuck. It's all the interludes.
Deeper vibration.
Hawthorne rides again.
Oh yeah, every interlude is great and so good. And in its own right, I love all the interludes. They're fantastic.
I think, man, On the Floor, because it definitely has those Michael Jackson vibes. It's like it's off the wall to me, which that album mm-hmm. is great. It's a great disco album. I really enjoyed. Which is, again, shiny and new, but with a new coat of paint. It's Tell Me. And it's essentially Shiny and New Part 2. Of course, I'd go for the sappy song, but it's one mm-hmm. of the few times in the album where he tones it back, where everything is dance, everything is fun, upbeat, and then Tell Me is just like a love ballad. And I love that. I love when he does
that.
Tell
me that it's true. Yeah, yeah. It totally has. It. Yeah, I see that it's fucking, it totally is Shiny and New Part 2.
Exactly. And it's like, it's either that one or, I mean, Alicia and I as a couple, I'm happy that we get to share Mayor Hawthorne. She has her favorite songs. Like, I know her favorite song off Strange Arrangements is Green Eyed Love. So that's her favorite song. But Eyes of Love to us, and that's one of her favorite songs, is like the end of the album, the end of this adventure journey. And Eyes of Love is just an upbeat, fun, like, you know, mm-hmm. cool song. And so, yeah, it's...
Yeah, it's got like a Commodores vibe to it.
It does. It really
right
does.
Right there at the beginning.
And of course he would end on it on his, when we went to go see him.
Yes.
So, yeah, yes. No, it's great. And, yeah, no, but Tell Me, peak Mayor Hawthorne to me. I'll stop glazing. Ah. Sorry.
No, it's a album though. Like, it's, yeah, I don't know. I really, I can't explain enough, like, how nice it is to hear music done boldly and like feel like it could hold space, but not like be overcompensating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's such a pleasure to listen to, and it's really fun.
Yeah, he's one of those artists that is keeping a very nostalgic and fulfilling sound alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that's why he's so widely respected. Like, I mean, we just talked about it on the Chit Show podcast. He's on the lineup for Fool in Love Festival.
Yeah,
which is featuring like superstars of like soul, funk, disco, all this stuff, and dude is high up on the goddamn lineup.
Yeah,
it's like all classic legacy artists, and then there's like him and Durin Jones and the Indications just like sprinkled in the middle of it, and you're like, those guys are not that old.
No,
they're like today, they're doing it today, they're modern artists, not even legacy, they're on their way to legacy artist status. But yeah, like, it's fucking great. I love it. Love what he does with Tuxedo with Jake One too. It's again in it capturing an old sound, the 80s sound of like funk, like Zapp and Roger. Mm-hmm. Even so much that they did a fucking song with Zapp.
That's crazy.
And so wrapping it up, Mayor Hawthorne, like, and it's not to, he's done songs with Kendrick Lamar, Snoop Dogg, MF Doom, like. When we'll see we'll see Kendrick Lamar probably pretty soon when he drops another disc. But Mayor Hawthorne, I mean, he's got Tuxedo. Like, recommendation, which one would you have people say real quick? And then we'll Lorenzo, I'm going to have you go first because you got to get to work. Would you recommend For All Time or A Strange Arrangement for people to listen to?
Damn, I would say listen to For All Time. I just think it's a really, it's much more perfected than Strange Arrangement. Don't get me wrong, the Strange Arrangement is very good, but dang, For All Time is really, really good to listen to for sure. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lorenzo must go. Lorenzo?
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Deuces,
have a
bye.
Good day. Make good decisions. I'll see you guys later. Peace.
Love you.
Love you.
I fucking hate that guy so much sometimes.
Yeah, fucking dick.
I'm just kidding. Now it's the chit show. Now we're the chit show now. Fucking A.
What's up? What's up, fuckers?
What would you recommend people listen to first?
I'm going to echo that. For All Time. I mean, don't get me wrong. People love oldies. People love Motown. People love doo-wop. But I still feel like that album and that style is more niche. Mm-hmm. Than For All Time is. For All Time is definitely digestible by a wider audience, in my opinion. I'm gonna echo what Lorenzo said. Like it's got old school vibes, but it's modern day Mayor Hawthorne.
Yeah, agreed.
And modern day. I'm just going to say, For All Time. Start with For All Time. If I had to pick these two, if I was introducing people to him as a whole and had the whole discography to choose from, I would go elsewhere. But
Man About Town, probably.
I mean, it's tough because my favorite album is Where Does This Door Go? That is my favorite all-time Mayor Hawthorne, his whole discography. It's that one.
It's also the longest, I think. Is it?
It is. It has the most... It has the most bonus tracks. It also has a secret track that isn't even available anywhere except for YouTube. And it is my favorite Mayor Hawthorne track.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. It's different than everything else. It's like almost an experimental album to me because it doesn't sound like everything else that he makes. He did poppy stuff. He's got Kendrick Lamar. That's the album that has Kendrick Lamar on it.
It does, yeah.
And that track is great, and the material is great. I mean, Pharrell produced a song on that. It's to me, it's different. Of course, it's Mayor Hawthorne. It's like an album that stands on its own where you can compare other albums to each other. Like, A Strange Arrangement is kind of similar to How Do You Do, Man About Town, and is kind of in its own too, but also kind of can connect and relate to not For All Time. What was before that? Rare Changes,
yeah.
And then Rare Changes also, and those two can also relate to For All Time.
Yeah.
But to me, Where Does This Go just stands on its own. But anyway, For All Time. Absolutely would recommend. Sorry, I'm the king of tangents because I have ADHD. But For All Time, absolutely would start people off with that one.
Yeah, For All
and
Time.
And then I move into A Strange Arrangement. It's like, oh, you like this? Well, check this out. This motherfucker, bring back Motown.
A Strange Arrangement has Kendrick Lamar. It also has Pharrell Williams producing a lot of those tracks.
No, not Strange on Strange Arrangement. Oh,
where does this door go? Sorry.
On Where Does This Door Go?
Yeah, that has Kendrick Lamar, and also Pharrell Williams is there. Jesse Ware is there as well, randomly. It's just like, it's an album. It's a very heavy, meaty album. So, yeah, but For All Time, I agree with everyone else. Listen to it. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're going to wrap this up. Before we go, though, Leo, thank you for joining us on the Untitled Mixtape today.
Yeah, appreciate it. Absolute pleasure.
Where can everyone find you and the shit you do?
Oh, well, I, of course, am a DJ and producer, for those of you who didn't know. And you can find me on social media at I am DJ Brute. That is I am DJ Brute. I've got music on streaming services. My first EP, the Boogie EP, which is four tracks of house music. And I did a remix for my buddy John. Shouts out to the real John Doe. I did a Jersey Club, Baltimore Club remix to one of his songs. Those are available on streaming services. Or if you want to hear my whole entire catalog, is on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/IMDJBrute. I make drum and bass. I make house music. I make Jersey Club, Baltimore Club. Working on some other stuff. Got remixes of Jet Jackson. I got remixes of Summer Walker. Or you can just go to my website, DJBrute.com. And or come out to a show. I do spin live. Oh, I'm also on Twitch. I have a weekly radio show that I do on Mondays called Bedroom Radio. Our regular sessions are an eclectic selection of mostly new music. So if you have trouble keeping up on new music and you want a different opinion than what the Boys Room, a.k.a. the Untitled Mixtape, gives you, because they do have a great selection of music, I can fill any other voids that you might have on Bedroom Radio. We also do theme nights. Just yesterday, we did all 80s. I do all 90s. I do early 2000s. I do emo, screamo, pop punk, indie, alternative, all that stuff. All sorts of stuff. But every Monday, and then I do live streams every now and then, like live DJ sets. So twitch.tv/IMDJBrute. Give me a follow, everybody. Appreciate Hell you. Thank yeah. you. Thank you for letting me plug myself.
Of course. Of course. And ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, I'm going to wrap up. Follow us on the Untitled Mixtape. Give us your suggestions. Tell us what you thought about this episode. It is going to be posting. So also, I forgot to say, happy Wednesday to everybody. And we will see you next time. I have some surprises. I'm not going to give away my bag yet of what is coming up next. Of course, I will tell you for scheduling. But
love it.
We are going to continue and trying to do this weekly. And shouts out to Discord for letting us be able to do this if we are all running around. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, have a good day. Have a good life. And we'll see you next week.
Deuces.